Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus.
I need you.
need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
You are all. Lord, I wanna know you better than I know. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. Lord, I want to know you better than I know my soul. Teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth. Oh Lord,
Lord, I wanna know.
This is my letter to you.
Better than I know.
Please, Lord,
teach me, Lord, to know your way, to know your truth.
Lord, I want to know you.
Keep on going, drawing, I will.
We've been hearing things all around the world. We hear things, preachers, and things all around the world. But we want to hear you. We want to have an experiential knowledge of you, Jesus.
So keep on drawing me till I come.
Thank you. Jesus Christ. Oh, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I welcome you in the name of the Father, Son, and His blessed, sweet Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Abba, Father, hallelujah, we bless your name. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Almighty God. You are the King of glory. We bless you. We praise you, CEO of the universe. We bless you. We praise you, our Creator. We praise your name. Hallelujah, Almighty God. Eternal Rock of Ages, we praise you, we worship you, we glorify your name. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Thank you, Father. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, to redeem us. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Gloria masandria koromoso. We adore you, Lord Jesus. Gloria masandria koromoseteria ka. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. We bless you. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Jesus, what a wonder you are. Hallelujah. You amaze me, Lord. You are good. There is no one like you. You are worthy. You are worthy, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this morning. We acknowledge your presence in our midst. You are welcome. We ask you, Holy Ghost, to lead us and guide us, teach us. Holy Spirit, bring us into remembrance. We love you, Holy Spirit. We are totally dependent upon you. Without you, Holy Ghost, we cannot make it. And we will not make it. We need you. You are our source. You are our lifeline. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. We pray this morning for a refreshing of the Spirit. We want to be refreshed and rejuvenated in the name of Jesus. Recharge, refresh, rejuvenated, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Empower us, Holy Ghost, to do what the Father has asked us to do. Teach us how to do it. Lead us, Holy Spirit. Take preeminence in this service this morning. Let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, Spirit of the living God, how we love you. Oh, how I love Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we love you. We thank you. We bless your name. Praise your name. We worship you. Father God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercy are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of things that we have done that are not pleasing to you. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Bring down your mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Father, we are truly repented for things that we've done that are not your will. In the name of Jesus, O Father, forgive us. We repent, O God. We repent, O God, have mercy. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. O Father God, let the blood speak for us. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus redeem and justify us. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. With all the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Thank you for your blood. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, thank you for the cross. Father God, this morning we place on ourselves the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us, O God, according to Zechariah 2:5, and a glory within us in the name of Jesus. O Father God, let your glory, your glory, your glory rest upon us, O God. Fill us up, O God. Fill us up with fervent infilling and overflow of your Spirit, O God. O Father, we surrender our lives to you, our hearts to you, everything that concerns us, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh, we love you, Spirit of the living God. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Charge the atmosphere, oh, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 We praise your name. We worship you. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. Turn your Bibles with me into Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 20. 7:15 to 20. Hallelujah. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits, you will know them. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, as I bring your word forth, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. I hide behind the cross. All of you, Jesus, and none of me, let your words come forth in the power and anointing of your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The first thing I want us to look at when we read about read this scripture, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Hallelujah. So what does it mean by the word ravenous wolves? What is the meaning of ravenous wolves? What does it mean of a sheep in wolf's clothing? What is the meaning of wolf in sheep's clothing? Hallelujah. You know, when God gave you a scripture, you have to take time with it. Hallelujah. So let's look at the word ravenous wolves. A ravenous wolf is very greedy, very eager for the ones. It's self-gratification. Somebody have a ravenous appetite. That means they just greedy. They want more than they can. So when we look at the word ravenous, you look at the flesh. Sometimes people do, they just want things that they don't really need. But ravenous, greedy, and they can go out of their way to get it. They do not care. They want that instant gratification. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So I'm going to look up the dictionary, look at the Webster dictionary. Very eager or greedy for food satisfaction or gratification. They're not going to wait. They want it, and they want it now, and they do not care. A ravenous wolf come, they want to tear their when they come, they want to destroy. They're eager to destroy you, to destroy everything that God, everything. They just want to destroy. They got that appetite to destroy for their self gain and their gratification. Ha! Ravenous wolf. So outside, they look good. Sheep clothing. They look good at everything. Because they're outside, the way they talk, the way they act, the way everything. And you can, and we, the body of Christ, can be fooled. Even God's elect. The Bible says that even God's elect. Even God's elect. And nobody can see they cannot be fooled. Even God's elect can be fooled. Hallelujah. Whether you're a bishop, you're an apostle, wherever you are, you can be in the church for 50,000 years, whatever. Matthew 24:24 says, hallelujah. Let's look at it again. I'm giving you some scriptures. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets and shall show great signs. Oh, yeah, many of you like to run after signs and wonders. Signs and wonders, in so much as it were possible, they shall deceive. Hey, the very elect. If you see what God, signs and wonders, and you know, I don't have time to go through the word signs and wonders, but you know what it means. Hallelujah. I assume that you know what it means. If you don't know, you take a dictionary. What does it mean? Show signs and wonders. And you always, oh, that person is so anointed. That person is so dead. Oh, that person is so dead. And you will be, we can be deceived. They shall deceive the very elect. The very elect of God. Oh, the ones that are highly favored of God. The very elect, the pastors that are walking in the way of God and doing everything right, the bishops, the apostles, the anointed men and women of God, highly exalted, that they can be fooled by these false Christs and false prophets. They can be deceived. We can be deceived. So the Bible warns us about these things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to use, that's why it's good to use wisdom. And what did God say in Matthew 7:50-20? He said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You can see an inside, only God can see an inside of somebody. And what God gave us, he said, you shall know them by their fruits. You shall know them by their fruits. Not by the signs and wonders, but by the fruits they produce. Because if you follow signs and wonders, you will not know them. You will be fooled, but by their fruits. And times we follow after things because we hear other people following after it. Instead of us asking the Lord and taking things to God in prayer, God told us to ask anything of him. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, do men gather grapes from thorn bushes? No. Men do not gather grapes from thorn bushes, nor shall figs from thistle, nor figs from the fig tree. So you see, no way you can gain from these prophets, that means these false prophets, these liars. You cannot gain from them. Grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistle? No. That's what the Bible is saying to you, saying to us. Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Let me tell you, it takes a while for fruits to come from a tree. But after a while, because that's how come it takes a while for people's eyes to be open to these wolves in sheep clothing. It takes time. Hallelujah. So you shall know them by their fruits. What are the fruits the Bible talk about? Let's look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Fruits of the Holy Ghost. We're going to look at Galatians. Hallelujah. We're going to look at the book of Galatians and see the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:23. Let's look at the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. So these ravenous wolves, do they exhibit love? Unconditional love. Do they go above and beyond love? Can you recognize someone that really have the love of God in their hearts? These ravenous wolves do not even forgive. They put curses on their congregants. They only love their congregants and the congregants giving them money or doing things for them. Ravenous wolf, do they have that joy, speakable joy, that joy that comes from Christ? No, they only have the world joy when it's trying to manipulate from others. Do you see peace? They can't be peaceful because all day they're planning. So they're not peaceful. Inside, you look outside of them, they look good, but inside they're planning their next scheme. Forbearance. They don't have patience at all. Remember, the ravenous, they want something now. Do you see kindness? Kindness. Yep. These are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. No, it looks kind, but it's not kind because a ravenous wolf, they're not kind. They want to devour and destroy. You see that spirit of goodness? No, you do not see that spirit of goodness. Do you remember Moses, God's goodness passed before Moses? What kind of goodness does a ravenous wolf have except to destroy you? Are they faithful? They're not faithful. They're always changing their minds about stuff. One minute they're doing this, the next minute they do, and they're not gentle, because when you say no, they almost want to destroy you. Of course, they do not have self-control. They say anything, they're ravenous wolves, anything that comes to their minds, they talk, they just hurt everybody, they're evil. They say anything, no self-control, no self-discipline. They're like just roaming around, just doing anything, they're destroying anything that comes. No self-control. The Bible says, against us there is no law. So when you're looking, what are you looking? Lord, open my eyes. Let me see. Sometimes you have to pray for you to see through this, your spiritual lens and not your physical lens. What are the fruits? Although Jesus Christ, I said, I am the way. He is the way. Jesus Christ is the way. He said, I am the truth. There is no lie in God. If you see liars just lying, their father is not God. Their father is the devil, because the devil is the father of lies. Jesus Christ is the truth. There is no lie born in Christ. There is no lie born in Christ Jesus. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Everything about God is holiness and righteousness and truth. When you walk in habitual lies, your father is the devil, especially when you know that you're not supposed to do this, and you continuously just lie and lie and lie and lie. No self-control, nothing. Habitual liar. Your father is the devil. Ravenous wolf. Oh, the ravenous wolf want money. It doesn't care for nobody else. Wants to destroy. And the Bible says even God elect will be deceived. The ravenous wolf don't care if it destroy you. You, the ravenous wolf only like you. Wolves only like you when you apart. The minute you say no, they're coming after you and your whole generation and the ones yet unborn. Ravenous wolf. My sisters and brothers, let us ask God to open our spiritual eyes. Open our eyes. Because the church is being deceived. There's a deception that has taken over the church. The body of Christ have been deceived. There's a spirit of lies that have called upon even God's elect. Even God's elect, the spirit of lies. Intentional lies. Even God's elect. And God elects, well, we're always looking in the Bible to find justification instead of asking God, Lord, what are you saying? Walking by the flesh instead of walking by the spirit. Signs and wonders. Yes, the ravenous wolves, these leaders, these pastors, these apostles, you see signs and wonders. But they're not of God. That's why we need to study the word. In and out, we need to have a relationship with the Father. We need to pray. We need that spirit of discernment. Yes, God, all things work together for good for those that love God. And I call upon according to his purpose, Romans 8:28. Yes, God can use anything, and God can use anybody for his purposes. But look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. What fruit do you see? Can you get grapes? Can you get grapes? Other thorns? Or thistles? Can you get figs? I want to know, because if you're going to get grapes out of the thorns, grapes in the thorns, those thorns will stink you and kill you if you think you can get it. But brothers and sisters, let us be wise and discerning of these times that have come over the face of the earth. Don't be fooled. God is not mocked. His ways are higher than ours. His thoughts are higher. Hallelujah. Let the Lord open your eyes. Don't be fooled. By their fruits, you shall know whether they are disciples of Christ. Hallelujah. There was once a ravenous wolf. Hallelujah. During the time Jesus was born, Herod, killing all the baby boys, and God told Joseph to go to Egypt. It was a massacre. The young baby boys. Herod was so wicked. So wicked. Many people do not talk about the massacre of baby boys. Ravenous wolf pretending to the wise men that he wanted to worship Jesus. But in his heart, read about, study about the Herod during the time of Jesus. You all need to study more and not only listen to what pastors and leaders or we have to say. Take your Bible, study about Herod during the time of Jesus. Very evil. Very wicked. Very wicked. Kill all those babies. Do you know how many baby boys were killed just looking for Jesus? It was a massacre. A baby boy. Why is he looking? Because he thought Jesus came for political reasons. But he destroyed so many mothers. Do you know how many mothers were crying as they took their boys and killed them? Can you imagine? Their boys? You got your two-year-old, they're coming and taking your young baby from you, all the soldiers coming and taking your child sometimes off the mother's breast and killing your baby. You know, this is up, but what's happening right now with boys in the society? But this time, man, there's a different way it's being done. Hallelujah. Let us ask God for discernment. Ravenous wolves. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Open our spiritual eyes. Show us what we need to know. Let us know the truth. And let the truth set us free. Father, we thank you for the word. And we pray that the fruit of the Holy Spirit be activated in our lives. That when people see us, they will see the tangible glory of God upon our lives. Father God, help us in our walk with you. Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Father God, protect our children from these ravenous wolves. Oh God, protect our grandchildren from these ravenous wolves. protect us spouses from these ravenous wolves. Oh, Father, we need you. Keep us under the blood. Keep us under the blood of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. For those of you who got children and grandkids that play this computer and on the computer all day, there's ravenous wolves out there too for them to destroy them. They're all over. We need to be very sensitive to the times that we're in. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless each and every one of you. Let us say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.